Track 8, Unit 8, Listening, Part 4, Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
Well, I knew it was going to have an impact. It never fails to amaze me that we're all so reliant on our gadgets these days. But, I mean, I was just paralysed. I couldn't do anything. I'd get to work and not know where to begin. It wasn't just that I couldn't use my mobile, but I couldn't call other people on theirs. I'd need to speak to someone urgently about a job I was doing for them. I'd call on their landline, but not a single one of them answered. They were all in meetings or out of the office. By mid-morning on the first day, I wished I'd never got involved. At least everyone was understanding when I finally did track them down.
Speaker 2.
It was an interesting experience. To begin with, it didn't make much difference. I just carried on as usual. Work seemed much the same, and my home life wasn't really affected either. My kids are too young for that kind of thing. But from about day 3, I just got this increasingly intense feeling of discomfort. It was exacerbated by the fact that a destructive weather system was developing on the continent, and the people I used to be in partnership with are all over there, and, well, I couldn't help but worry. I could still buy a daily, of course, which I read on the train, but it wasn't the same as having instant access to what's going on.
Speaker 3.
I'm a student, and in lectures I take notes longhand, so it didn't make much difference there. I had several assignment deadlines looming, but everything I needed was available in hard copy in the library, so my work just went on as normal. But it was outside of my academic life that I felt the greatest impact. I live with my mum and dad, and they were really good about it. But it was so hard to get things done. If I wanted to go out to a show or travel somewhere, I found that I wasn't used to organising things over the phone, so quite often just ended up staying at home or going round to someone else's place. I was happy enough at the time, but in retrospect, I think I should have made more effort.
Speaker 4.
I just tried to relax and remember that 20 years or so ago, we all managed perfectly well without all this technology. Reading print versions of books, for example, was the norm after all. And I thought my social group wouldn't miss me, but actually some of them accused me of being standoffish. That was hard to take because I was in an experiment after all. One habit of mine is keeping a visual record of my day and posting it on social media, and I have to say I did find it challenging to wean myself off that. You get so used to being able to instantly take a shot of something, whatever you've been doing. But overall, it was worthwhile.
Speaker 5.
I'm a builder, and in large part I work with my hands. Hammer, saw, nail gun, you name it. So my day wasn't affected too much by the experiment. I think if I'd been on my own somewhere, I wouldn't have minded. I'd have found something to distract me easily enough. But I'd see the other guys on the construction site on their phones or whatever, in the coffee break or at lunch, texting or chatting. That's when I realised how much I missed not having my phone with me. I'd have given anything to change places with them. I just really wanted to know what everyone was up to and hear their news. Still, when the other guys heard about the experiment, they were great and made an effort to be more private. And now the experiment's over, I shall appreciate my gadgets even more.